Chinese Basic Course, Lesson 18, Tape A, Side 1. We begin, as usual, with the glossary terms for Lesson 18. Each will be read twice, with a brief pause following. Illustrative examples will be read once. Repeat after the speaker, then check the English meanings. 1.
帮忙 帮忙
1A
帮别人的忙 帮别人的忙
他很喜欢帮别人的忙
2
别人
2A
别的
3
出毛病
旧汽车常出毛病
3A
毛病
那辆汽车有毛病, 所以很便宜。
4.
多么。
你看, 那个孩子多么好看。
5.
各种。
5A
个
5B
个人做自己的事
6
功夫
6A
有功夫
6B
没有功夫
我晚上没功夫 明天有功夫
7
广泛
我们谈的问题很广泛
8
花钱
那个人不会花钱 他昨天花了3万多块钱 买了一个英国汽车
8A
花
他有很多钱 可是不喜欢花
9
机器
那个英国汽车机器好极了。那家商店卖各种机器。
10
机械
11
节目
12
连也
他连英文都不会说 我连一个中国字也不会写。
13
马，马，
那匹马很有名。
14
模范，模范。
我们学校每月有一个模范学生。
15
热情，热情。
那位同志对我们很热情，我们都喜欢他。
16
设备，设备。
我们这个学校的设备真好。
17
十分，十分。
第13课十分难，这课十分容易。
18
虽然，可是，虽然，可是。
虽然这是我的，可是我愿意给你。
19
随便，随便。
不要太随便，请随便，不要客气。别随便说话，那个小孩子太随便了。
20
文化，文化。
中国有5000年的文化。
21
修理厂，修理厂。
21A
修理站，修理站。
21B
修理店，修理店。
21C
修理，修理。
修理这个汽车的门要500块，换一个新的300块。
22
休息，休息。
那个工人休息的时候要喝一瓶酒。
23
研究，研究。
您现在研究什么？这个问题很难研究。
24
愿意，愿意。
25
知识，知识。
他的知识很广泛。
26
只是，只是。
我只是一个收钱的，这件事你去问别人吧。你 你只是一个送报的，你怎么能随便说话？
27.
自行车，自行车。
27A.
骑自行车，骑自行车。
27B.
骑马，骑马。
27C.
骑，骑。
Communicative exercises. Today's lesson is in narrative form. On the first reading, it will be divided arbitrarily into brief paragraphs with a short pause to allow you to check your mental translation with the English translation given. On the second reading, it will be read in continuity with only the frames identified.Frame 1.
小赵在一家自行车修理厂工作。他虽然没有多少文化，可是他常听电台广播的各种节目，所以他的知识十分广泛，他什么都懂一点儿。
Frame 2.
在他那家工厂，谁问他问题，他差不多都能回答，虽然他只是个自行车修理厂的工人，可是因为他常常自己研究各种机器，工厂里什么机械设备出了毛病，他都能帮忙修理。
Frame 3.
小赵这个人也非常热情，多么难办的事情他都愿意帮别人的忙，有的时候连一点休息的功夫都没有。
Frame 4.
哪个需要一点钱，请他帮忙，他都愿意帮忙，可是他自己连一分钱也不随便花。在那家修理厂，有好几个负责同志，都说他是一个劳动模范。
Now the second reading. Frame 1.
小赵在一家自行车修理厂工作。他虽然没有多少文化，可是他常听电台广播的各种节目，所以他的知识十分广泛，他什么都懂一点儿。
Frame 2.
在他那家工厂，谁问他问题，他差不多都能回答，虽然他只是个自行车修理厂的工人，可是因为他常常自己研究各种机器，工厂里什么机械设备出了毛病，他都能帮忙修理。
Frame 3.
小赵这个人也非常热情，多么难办的事情他都愿意帮别人的忙，有的时候连一点休息的功夫都没有。
Frame 4.
哪个需要一点钱，请他帮忙，他都愿意帮忙，可是他自己连一分钱也不随便花。在那家修理厂，有好几个负责同志，都说他是一个劳动模范。
Expanded narrative. The narrative you have just heard will now be expanded. There will be only two new words, both of which you have heard before. One is 笑, meaning to smile or laugh, and the second is 老师, meaning always. Do not confuse 老师 with 老师. Try this short sentence. Listen carefully, then check your translation with the one that will follow.
我们老师老是笑, 不知道他为什么老是那么高兴。
Our teacher is always smiling. We don't know why she is always so happy. Now for the narrative in expanded form. Frame 1.
小赵是个中国人, 家里有爱人跟三个小孩子, 他今年34, 他在北京一个自行车修理厂工作, 每个星期工作6天, 星期日休息。 他每天上班下班, 都骑他自己的自行车, 早上上班去, 晚上回家, 车要是出毛病, 他自己会修理。
Yang Zhao is Chinese, with a wife and 3 children in his family. He is 34 this year. He works in a bicycle repair plant in Beijing. Each week he works 6 days. On Sundays, he rests. Each day, going and coming from work, he rides his own bicycle. In the mornings, going to work, and in the evenings, returning home. If the bicycle breaks down, he knows how to repair it himself. Continue.
他小的时候没念过多少书, 不过他虽然没有多少文化, 可是他最喜欢听无线电, 每天从早到晚, 他老是带一个收音机, 什么节目都听, 从小也是 常听电台广播各种节目, 所以, 因为什么节目都听, 他的知识十分广泛, 他差不多什么事情都懂一点儿。
When he was young, he didn't get much schooling. However, even though he hadn't had much education, nevertheless, he likes listening to the radio best of all. Every day, from morning to night, he always carried a radio with him and listened to any program. From the time he was a child, he frequently listened to all kinds of programs broadcast from radio stations. So, because he listened to every kind of program, his knowledge was extremely broad. He knew a little about almost everything. Continue. Frame 2.
在他工作的那个工厂里, 常常有同事问他问题, 可是谁问他问题, 他差不多都能回答。 有什么麻烦的事情, 他也都会想个办法。
In the factory in which he worked, his co-workers frequently came to him with problems. However, no matter who asked him a question, he could almost always give an answer. Whenever there was a troublesome matter, he could come up with a way to resolve it. Continue.
他在那个工厂里负责修理自行车的工作。不过，虽然他只是个 自行车修理厂里的工人, 可是因为 他常常自己研究各种机器、各种电器、各种机械，所以工厂里什么机械设备、什么机器电器出了毛病，他也都能帮忙修理。
In that factory, he was responsible for the work of repairing bicycles. However, although he was only a bicycle repair plant worker, nevertheless, because he, on his own, was always studying various kinds of engines, various kinds of electrical equipment, and various kinds of machinery, so no matter what kind of mechanical installation, machine, or electrical equipment suffered a breakdown, he could always help fix it. Continue.
他的同事也都知道他有这种知识，所以他们家里要是有这种问题，他们也是先找他去帮忙。他很愿意帮别人的忙，所以他们请他去看去，他都是很高兴的去。
His colleagues all knew he had this kind of knowledge, so when and if they had this kind of problem at home, they first of all went to find him to help. He was always very willing to help others, so when they asked him to go and take a look, he always very happily went. Continue. Frame 3.
小赵这个人也可以说非常热情，他对工作热情，对同事热情，对朋友很热情，多么难办的事情他都很愿意帮别人的忙，所以常常有人来找他，请他检查这个，修理那个。他虽然也是一个时间和同事下班，可是他常常在工厂里多坐一两个钟头。
This fellow, Zhao, can be said to be extraordinarily enthusiastic. He was enthusiastic about his work, enthusiastic towards his colleagues, and warm-hearted towards his friends. No matter how difficult something was to accomplish, he always wanted to help others. As a result, people frequently went looking for him, asking him to check this and fix that. Although he got off work the same time as his fellow workers, he frequently stayed on in the factory working for 1 or 2 hours. Continue.
他回到家以后也是很忙的，因为朋友常常带自行车找他修理，所以有的时候他常常连一点休息的功夫都没有。他这么热情，可以说没有不喜欢他的人，谁都喜欢他，连他爱人也是这么说。
When he returned home, he was also very busy because friends would frequently bring their bicycles over to be fixed. As a result, there were times when he frequently didn't have even the smallest amount of leisure time. Warm-hearted as he was, one could say no one disliked him. Everyone liked him. Even his wife said this. Frame 4.
小赵自己没有多少钱，可是哪个朋友、哪个同事需要一点钱的话，请他帮忙，他都肯给他们，很愿意帮他们的忙。可是他自己连一分钱也不随便花。他爱人常说，别人要钱，你随便给他们，可是我要钱的时候，你说我花钱花得太多，花得太随便，这是怎么回事？
Young Zhao had not a great deal of money of his own. However, whichever of his friends or colleagues needed a little money and asked for his help, he was always willing to give it to them and willing to help them. But he himself never spent even a single penny needlessly. His wife often said, "When others want money, you give it to them quite casually. But when I want money, you say that I spend too much or spend it recklessly. What's going on here?" Continue.
小赵听见就笑，因为他知道他爱人很爱他。在那个修理厂有好几个负责同志都常说，小赵这个人真是一个劳动模范。他爱人在家里也常跟朋友们说，他先生是个模范父亲，因为他对他爱人跟孩子们也都是很热情的。
When Yong Zhao heard this, he would laugh, because he knew that his wife loved him very much. In the repair plant, quite a number of responsible comrades frequently said, "This fellow Zhao was truly a model worker." At home, his wife frequently told friends her husband was a model father, because he was very warm-hearted towards both his wife and his children. End of tape A, side 1.
Fast forward to the end of the tape. The recording continues on the other side.